Public funds will soon stop flowing to Washington State's 9 charter schools. The state Supreme Court ruled on the matter recently, but the charters are now looking at an option that might allow them to stay open and keep receiving public dollars, as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Under the new plan, charter schools would receive state funding through a model known as an alternative learning experience. A host school district would contract with charters to teach students. Alternative learning experience programs already exist in districts statewide. They're typically online learning. Maggie Myers with the Washington State Charter Schools Association says becoming alternative learning experience programs would at least be a stopgap measure.
The ALE pathway allows charter schools to remain public and open while the legislature works on a permanent fix.
Charters already have a prospective host district, the tiny Mary Walker School District north of Spokane. Its superintendent already knows charters well. He was on the State Charter School Commission until this week. Derek Meyerbuchtal is with the State Education Department. He says that the state is stepping in to keep charters open in order to protect students from mid-year disruption, even though the school's chief opposed charters.
We want them to continue to be able to go to school with their peers, get the support that they're currently getting from their teachers, and be confident that that's going to last through the end of this school year.
No agreements have yet been formalized to convert any charters. A final court ruling to cut off funding to the schools is expected by December 10th. Charters and their supporters have been looking at other ways to keep the doors open too, including private funding. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.